Both of these verses deal with honesty. Honesty must be very important to God. Honesty and truthfulness, Webster's New World Dictionaries. Definition of honesty can be summed up as the state or quality of being honest. Refraining from lying, cheating, or stealing, being truthful, trustworthy, or upright, sincere, fair, straightforward. The Muslims give a good example of honesty. Although some of them don't follow it, it is still a good example. In Islam, truthfulness leads to piety. Piety leads to paradise. A man continues to speak the truth until he is recorded in the sight of God as a sincere lover of truth. Falsehood leads to iniquity. Iniquity leads to hell. A man will continue to speak falsehood until he is recorded in the sight of God as a liar. This hadith came from the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, as reported by Bukhari and Muslim. I have decided to start at the very beginning and do my own research to find out where the truth is and who is being honest about the teachings of Jesus. Christianity and the teaching of Jesus, PBUH. The definition of a Christian can be found in the Webster New World Dictionary. It says, a Christian is a person professing belief in Jesus as the Christ, or in the religion based on the teachings of Jesus. For the definition, we learn that a Christian is a person who follows the teachings of Jesus Christ. The next question is, where do you find the teachings of Jesus Christ? There must be a book without contradictions and half-truth that I can understand. In my heart, I believed God wouldn't make it difficult for me to find the truth if I was really looking for it. Myself as a Christian, I believe the Bible was a holy book of God with all the correct teachings of Jesus. The Bible I bought to do my research is the 2001 English Standard Version of the Holy Bible. It is divided into two parts, called the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has 39 books, and the New Testament has 27 books. This version of the Bible has 66 books written by 40 different authors. The original sin is a Christian. We are taught that Jesus died on the cross so that God would take away our original sin. What original sin? Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 to 16. Now the snake was wiser than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God truly said that you may not take of the fruit of any tree in the garden? And the woman said, we may take of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God has said, if you take of it or put your hands on it, death will come to you. And the snake said, death will not certainly come to you, for God sees that on the day when you take its fruit, your eyes will be open and you will be as gods, having knowledge of good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and a delight to the eyes, and to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and gave it to her husband, and their eyes were open, and they were conscious that they had no clothing, and they made themselves coats of leaves stitched together. And there came to them the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the evening wind, and the man and his wife went to a secret place among the trees of the garden, away from the eyes of the Lord God. And the voice of the Lord God came to the man, saying, where are you? And he said, hearing your voice in the garden, I was full of fear, because I was without clothing, and I kept myself from your eyes. And he said, who gave you the knowledge that you were without clothing? Have you taken of the fruit of the tree which I said you were not to take? And the man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me. She gave me the fruit of the tree and I took it. And the Lord God said to the woman, What have you done? And the woman said, I was tricked by the deceit of the snake. And I took it. The Lord God said to the snake, Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle. And every beast of the field, you'll go flat on the earth. And dust will be your food all the days of your life. And there will be war between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. By him will your head be crushed, and by you his foot will be wounded. To the woman he said, Great will be your pain in childbirth. In sorrow will your children come to birth. Still your desire will be for your husband, but he will be your master. Who was the snake? Right away I had a question. Why was the snake talking? I did some research and found out the snake was Satan. In the Bible it says, Revelations 12:9, and the great dragon was forced down, the old snake who is named the evil one, and Satan, by whom all the earth is turned from the right way. He was forced down to the earth, and his angels were forced down with him. In the Bible, God punished Adam, Eve and the devil in Genesis chapter 3 verse 14. God cursed the snake for his sin to crawl on the earth. Genesis chapter 3 verse 16, God cursed the woman to have pain from childbirth. And in Genesis chapter 3:9, by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. Did Jesus PBUH really die for the original sin? I understand now where they got the idea of original sin. But did Jesus really die so God would forgive us for Adam and Eve's sin? If Jesus died on the cross and now we are forgiven for the original sin, then why is man still working for food, women still screaming from childbirth, and snakes don't have legs? As these three are still cursed, I guess we haven't been forgiven. Or the book is wrong. I personally believe the book is wrong, because in the Bible, Ezekiel 18:20, it says, The soul which does sin will be put to death, the son will not be made responsible for the evil doing of the father, or the father for the evil doing of the son. The righteousness of the upright will be on himself, and the evil doing of the evildoer on himself, who is the only begotten son. Another question I had as a Christian was, Jesus really the only begotten son? John chapter 3 verse 16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I found another who was begotten. David said in Psalm chapter 2 verse 7, I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art in my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Was Jesus the only miracle birth? How about Adam? He had no mother or father, and he was made by the hands of God from clay. How about Eve? She had no mother or father and made by the hands of God from a single rib of Adam. Did Jesus call himself the Son of God, Son of Man, or Son of David? Harper's Bible Dictionary, under the heading Son of Man, points out that, with one exception, Acts chapter 7 verse 56, the term Son of Man is used exclusively by the earthly Jesus reference to himself. The New Catholic Encyclopedia, under the heading Son of Man, complements this view by stating, this title is of special interest because it was the one employed by Jesus by preference to designate himself and his mission. Jesus described himself as Son of Man a total of 88 times. In the New Testament, it is doubtful that he ever called himself Son of God. Single quote. The term Son of God is encountered 47 times in the New Testament, but always zero the lips of others. Jesus is identified as Son of David 14 times. In the New Testament, starting with the very first verse of the book of Matthew. What message was Jesus sent to give? We know the message Jesus brought because he told us. He said in Matthew 5, 17 and 18, Jesus said, "Think not that I come to destroy the law, Torah, or the prophets. I come not to destroy but to fulfill. I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all is fulfilled." While Christians allowed to eat pork and Muslims are not, I found Christians are not allowed to eat it either. Leviticus chapter 11 verse 7, "And the swine, though he divides the hoof, and be cloven-footed, yet eateth not the cud, he is unclean to you." Deuteronomy chapter 14 verse 8, "And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet eateth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch the dead carcass." So if Jesus came to reaffirm the message given to Moses, what message was Moses given? The message Jesus came to confirm, not to change, was simple. As we see here, in Exodus chapter 20 verses 3-6, God said to Moses, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord thy God am a jealous God." Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9, "I am God unrivaled, God who has no like." Isaiah chapter 40 verse 18, "To whom could you liken God? What image could you contrive of him?" Isaiah chapter 40 verse 25, "To whom could you liken me, and who could be my equal? Says the Holy One." What was the law Jesus was supposed to follow? Exodus chapter 19 verse 5, "The law or Ten Commandments were a covenant between God and his people. God told Moses to tell his people, 'Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people.'" Mark chapter 12 verses 29-31, Jesus was asked by a scribe what was the first commandment. Jesus said, "The first of the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.' This is the first commandment." Where did Trinity come from? History indicates that the word Trinity was first proposed by Tertullian, a 3rd century lawyer in Carthage, who put forth his theory on co-sharing of divinity between God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The formal doctrines of the Trinity and divine sonship of Jesus collectively sprung from the interpretation of the Council of Nicaea in the year 325 CE. It may have come from the Gospel of Mark chapter 16 verses 9-1, where it says, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." While it is generally admitted Mark's Gospel is the oldest of the four Gospels, all the ancient Greek manuscripts do not contain the last 12 verses. Did Jesus believe in the Trinity or three gods to make one God? The Encyclopedia of Catholicism admits the doctrine of the Trinity as such is not revealed in either Old Testament or the New Testament. The New Catholic Encyclopedia observes that devotion to the Trinity was delayed until as late as the 8th century, which time it began to take hold in monasteries at Anian and Tours. Jesus himself said on his Sermon on the Mount, "No man can serve two masters." Yet Paul wants us to serve three. With lack of biblical evidence to substantiate the Trinity, some have asserted that Jesus taught this element of creed to his disciples, but in secret. Even this claim has an answer, for Jesus presented his message for all to hear, stating in John chapter 18 verse 20, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews always meet, and in secret I have said nothing." Is this the only time Paul goes against the teachings of the prophet Jesus? No, as we see in Galatians chapter 5 verse 2, "Behold, I Paul say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing." Galatians chapter 5 verse 3, "For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law." Galatians chapter 5 verse 4, "Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever. If you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from.